Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see of the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night, my love I bring to you.
Welcome back. My name is Yamsub Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. And what do we study? Well, it's a nice question, good question. We study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise and thanksgiving be unto his name, all praise and all thanksgiving, because truth be told, everything is from your Almighty, your Creator. And as King David once said, let my soul praise him and all within me praise him. And simply, that's how we just try to put it. But that being said, Cartrell and I, my brother and friend from New York City, have made some determination that we need these studies. It's imperative that we do these studies because a whole lot of people know a whole lot about nothing. They have been taught an error. They have been taught, skip to the loo, my darling, me, skip all over the place, never get to the core of the matter. And we study book, chapter, and verse from the beginning to the end. And we try to keep in context what is happening. What is the dynamic at play here? And we try to get to understand how is the Most High involved in the dynamic in play of the characters. As in the case of Job. Job is really, it's not cursing Yah. He's simply confused, just like a lot of us about everything. And he knows he's been blameless and upright, yet he have these so-called friends, whom if you had enemies, you wouldn't need friends like those. What is that saying? If I had enemies, if I had friends, so you know I'm getting that. You know. So basically, they're coming at him from all ends. They are suggesting, inferring, and implying, oh, you did something dirty, you're crooked, which we're all a crooked, truth be told. But they're trying to, and then they put the onus, about that yesterday, on his sons had did something wrong, along with their father. And as I said, Job is pushing back on the lies that have been flying at him from all ends. And sometimes it leads me to believe when people are lying on you, you can always push back. Always push back. Don't let people put lies on you. Push back on them, especially if they're up in your face pushing the lies. That's one thing you can learn from this. And also, as I said, his so-called friends, they're pontificating, being dogmatic, and they are sincere, though. But they are sincerely in error. Because they don't know what's happening to themselves. And I said, really both components are confused about everything. And they are attacking one another's position. His friends are attacking his blamelessness and uprightness and suggesting, inferring, and implying that you did something wrong. And Job is pushing back on their attack on him. And in the process of pushing back, he's questioning Yah and says, why are you doing this to me? And see, Yah don't need nobody approval and a validation to do whatever he wants to do to anyone he wants to do it, how long as he wants to do it. You just got to hold the line. You know you're blameless and upright. Hold the line. And don't go questioning Yah. Yeah, you push back on fair weather friends and so on and so forth. But don't go cursing Yah because you're not the creator. You're not the almighty. And as I said, you're in no position to argue with Yah. But before Cartrell and I get started, you know, I like to make comments on contemporary subject matters. Can I make a recommendation to you? I've been watching the Three Stooges on the Almet, Aubrey, one of our mighty men that the Three Stooges struck down. And I've been watching sloppy police work where if it had been Cartrell and I and another brother, and there was a poor little white boy in the middle of the street with his chest blown out, and a shot up under his arm, and a shot in his leg, thigh. Oh, man, they'd have had us in a police car, and they'd have pulled our vehicles and everything. But it took them, 72 days later to make an arrest? And then this Mike Knight, the father, you know, he throwing hints. Oh, yeah, I used to do this too, man. You know, I just said, can I wash my hand? Got blood on it. You know, I got blood. Man, you are an investigator. You already know, player. You don't want to be washing your head. That's evidence. They got to take pictures and so on and so forth. But you were trying to get rid of the evidence. And you were trying so hard, you were running your mouth off. I saw the videotapes. He was just running up and never had an inkling of compassion for our mighty man brother who fought for his life and fought very hard. I mean, how many people can take a shotgun blast to the chest, under your armpit, and your thigh, and still putting up a good fight? He fought a courageous fight. That's why I call him a mighty man. Some of us get a splinter in our toes, and we about to fall out and crack, call on mama, and so on and so forth. But as I watched the Three Stooges, I'm not surprised. And I'm not surprised they had the audacity to load them up and let's catch that nigga. There's no disrespect to our mighty man brother. But that's the mindset of a universal white race supremacist. We can do whatever we want to do, however we want to do it, and we can do it to you. We've been doing it. Why stop? And certainly they have, under the system of universal white race supremacy, they have been doing it to us. As a matter of fact, we've joined forces with some of them and doing it to ourselves. It's true. City of Chicago, New York City, Memphis, Tennessee, so on and so forth. We've joined forces with the enemies. When you got friends like that, you don't need enemies or brothers and sisters in that case. Well, we're going to get started in our studies. I'm going to bring my dear friend and brother on, Cartier, from New York City, and we're going to get right into our studies because I'm going to tell you, that's why, Cartier. Well, listen, Cartier and I, we co-sign with the Most High. The Most High, we suspect, like these studies out there. And so Cartier and I, we co-sign with the Most High. We on his team. And so that's why we get these studies out there to you, okay? Let me bring my dear brother and friend on from New York City. Cartier, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, oh my soul. And all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari, may the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my friend, and hallelujah. May it bless yours also.
Hallelujah. All praise to Yah. No question. We started us off with a mouthful, because the brother Ahmed's trial, these guys ain't got no case at all.
No, they ain't got a case. They ain't got a case at all. They should take a plea. But now, under the system of white race supremacy, there's always a way out. Go ahead, brother.
So these guys are trying to claim citizen arrest and self-defense against a brother who's jogging. You got three perpetrators, two pickup trucks, and two shotguns, right? What kind of threat is this brother that's jogging? He ain't got no weapons on him. You don't have stolen property on him. You trapping him like a rat, and then you kill him. It's like if these guys get off, they can't try them again, right? Because the prosecutors cannot appeal the case.
Yeah, the feds have a hate crime against them, but for this particular crime itself, no, they can't try him again.
So, yeah, our brother Ahmed Aubrey was, in fact, a mighty man. How many people can take a shotgun to the chest, still be fighting, get another shot, still be fighting, and you got to fire two more shots at the brother? But, yes. The young man was a mighty man. They were chasing him for 4 minutes. He had to be completely exhausted. You in a truck. You got shotguns. You ain't expending no energy, but you claim it's self-defense against somebody you've been chasing for 4 minutes, and you got shotguns. Okay.
What an alleged crime. No crime has been committed that they know of. Just allegation of a crime. I mean, come on now. They can stop. That means they can stop Cartier. They can stop you, me, or anyone that looks remotely like us, whatever they feel. Well, under the system of universal white race, that's been going. So it comes as no shock to me, and it shouldn't come as a shock to you if you look anything remotely like Cartier or not.
So we don't know who this young man's father was, but we do know who his mother is. And Yamsu.
Yes.
Is his mother showing strength?
That woman, she is the epitome of a Hebrew Israelite woman. Staunch, beautiful, staunch, standing for the team, which is her son on the team. So,
is she showing dignity?
Dignity, yes.
Is she showing respect and honor?
Right. She's resolute.
You can see where her son got his strength from.
His mom's.
How many women could do what she's doing?
Not many. They'd be out there. I want to tell the news. I had already forgave him. Oh Lord. I'd have forgave him. Man, I'm gonna stop right there.
And I'm watching this on HLN, the news channel.
Right.
And they got some female reporters.
Right.
And the female reporters broke down when they heard his mother speak. You know why? Because she got more strength than them.
Exactly.
And they can relate to what she's going through. And in their mind, they don't know if they could do what she did.
Right.
But she is a strong woman. His brother's
we got a lot of strong women. She's one of our many strong women.
Woman.
We have a lot of strong sisters. And she's one of many.
We don't see his father. But his
now, he comes in, man. But, you know, he comes in, he bees there, but he is not as courageous as his mother is.
So, brothers, honor our women. Respect
Hallelujah.
Our women. Respect
Hallelujah.
Your mother.
Amen.
Respect your daughter.
Respect Amen.
Your sister.
Amen.
Respect your wife.
Amen. All right, Cottrell. We have Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. We'd like to bring on. Once Sister Yehudi have made her commentary, we'll jump right into our studies. Sister Yehudi.
So I bless you.
Michigan. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hello. Thank you. Shalom. Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am.
We certainly can.
Okay. Excited because I texted you that I wasn't coming on Monday and Tuesday, but a sister is on. So... we do this for our sisters and our brothers. I decided to come on and give a shout-out to Yakara. She says she's listening to you guys.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it hurts me. I get aggravated and hurt when I hear. But the young man that shot two men, Caucasian, not only would the young man that was shot by three Caucasian men, full of emotion because sometimes I wonder what do we have to do to wake up to recognize that racism exists here and that's not gone away? What changes do we have to make or do? Our thinking process is so, first of all, let me stop. I give it to the mama, that mother. Not only strong, she's wise.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of losing her child. Oh, gosh, I can't
imagine that.
I can't. A male child on top of, oh, my gosh. My heart goes out to her.
Hallelujah.
And listening to her, I mean, it's just amazing. I wish more mothers can be like that. But my main thing is,
most hot
what do we learn? Yeah.
Hallelujah.
What are we going to learn from this? Education
well, you know
is the key. Now I'm talking about education. Wait, excuse me a minute. In the school, I'm talking about our history, what you're doing, Yamsu and Cottrell. Going through our history book, Monday through Friday. And I thank you two brothers for doing that.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Ain't nobody else doing it.
Yeah. But I would like a comment, make an additional commentary on that mother. This mother can teach a lot of young women and elderly women as a time and place for everything. There's a time to talk and time to not talk. See, unfortunately, some of our women have been ghetto-fabulized. They think that they should open their mouth all the time, anytime, and say anything that comes out their mouth. That's not Hebrew Israelites women. That's the Western Hemisphere influenced sisters who have been socially engineered and conditioned to be combative, argumentative, and never truly have nothing to say and don't know how to shut their mouth when they shouldn't. And brothers, too. The owner's just not the owner. See, men need to learn how to shut their mouth, too. They are equally guilty as our sisters at being argumentative and combative and don't know how to, I'm the man, I can manage. Sometimes you need to be quiet. When you're wrong, just say you're wrong and move on. Stop all that combativeness. And in the case of this mother, she knows when to say things and when not to say things. And she knows she's in the eyesight of the media. So she's getting a good respect for her child. And she's showing dignity and resoluteness and humbleness not to them, but to Yah, and love and compassion. But she sees about her business or what's going down and making sure her son get justice. So I got to give her the utmost respect for that.
And y'all, Sue, before you go on, I want to comment on that. Because mothers need to show love for their sons.
Mm-hmm.
And she is showing that for her son.
Mm-hmm.
Our mothers need to show love for their son. And she is exemplifying that. Because I don't know where his father is, but she's right on the forefront for her son.
She's in the gap, as we said. She's in the gap.
Yes.
Got to give her the utmost respect. I'm sorry, Sister Hootie. What did you say, Sister Hootie?
I wanted to listen to what Patriel one more time. My sister's listening. I'm thankful she's listening. Yakara from Hawaii. And she just
may the most God bless you, sister.
Yeah. She's texting me, though. She's not ready to speak, but I would one day when she's ready have her a little commentary because she's a very smart young lady. I give a shout-out to her. But two.
All she got to do is raise her hand. We want to hear from Sister Yehudi.
Yeah.
More power to you. We empowering you. Because we empower our sisters. So don't feel shy. You got talent. You got gifts that the most I want you to bring forth for our nation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And your brothers want to hear what you got to say.
Okay. All you have to do when you're ready is to click one. Punch one. And you be in the host cube. And there you go, sis. We love you.
Okay. All right. Well, brothers and sisters, let's get busy. Will you please turn with us to chapter 9? And Job is defending himself against Baldad, his fair-weather friend. And Baldad has questioned his blamelessness and integrity and suggested, inferred, and implied that not only, Job, you crooked in a dog's hind leg, your boys, too. That's why they gone. So let's hear what Job.
Can I get off the book? Excuse me. Let me put myself on. My cat seems to want to sit on my book. You said chapter 10?
Chapter
9.
Oh, chapter 9. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay.
And now, too.
Yes.
The brother Joe?
Yes.
He's seeing past his friends. Because his appeal is to the Most High.
In this chapter
right here. He ain't worried about what Bildad or Elzaphan said. He's making his connection with Yah and beyond what his friends are trying to say.
All right. Let's see what Job says. Job says in reply, indeed, I know with this that it is so. Man cannot win a lawsuit against Yah if he insisted on a trial with him. He would not answer one charge in 1,000. Yah won't even answer you. Wise of heart and mighty in power. Whoever challenged him and came out whole. Hey, he's asking the question. Whoever challenged Yah and came out whole.
His focus is not on his friends and what they're saying. It's like, I can't challenge Yah. no matter what I'm going through, and I may be complaining, but I'm just a man. How can I complain against Yah and what he's doing to me?
Him who moves mountains without their knowing it, who overturns them in his anger, who shakes the earth from his place, his pillars quake, who commands the suns not to shine, who seals up the stars, who by himself spread out the heavens and trod on the back of the sea, who made the barren an Orion, Pleiades in the chambers of the south wind, who performs great deeds which cannot be phantom, and wondrous things without number. He passes.
Job is putting the Most High, the Creator, far above man in his dissertation right here. Because did no man stretch out the heavens or put the stars in their corsets, Orion and the bear, or the constellations that he's speaking of? He's talking about a power far above man. And how can man question that power?
Exactly. And he goes on to say in verse 11, Yah passes by me. I do not see him.
Oh, he goes stop, by right me. There. Can Yah be seen? Can Yah be seen by man?
No, Yah cannot be seen.
Yah cannot be seen by man.
Mm-mm.
He has no beginning. He has no end. He's eternal. Your eye would have to grow forever to see Yah. He's eternal. If he passed by, you wouldn't even know. As a matter of fact, Yah is in our presence now. Can we see him?
No.
You're breathing air, aren't you, from where you are?
Only see what
you're breathing air. If you're breathing air where you are right now, that lets you know that Yah is there. Can you see the air that you're breathing?
Gotcha. I got what
you can't see the air you're breathing, but the air is there,
yeah.
Isn't it?
You can feel it if you close down. Yeah.
So let's continue. In verse 11, and Job says, he goes by me, but I do not perceive him. He snatches away. Who can stop him? Who can say to him, Yah, what are you doing? Yah does not restrain his anger. Under him, Rahab's heifers sink down. How then can I answer him or choose my arguments against him? Though I were in the right, I could not speak out, but I would plead for mercy with my judge. See, here's what he's saying, and all of you should be saying. When you get into a predicament that you may find yourself in, Job is setting you on the right course of constructive action in regards to Yah. Not to question Yah, but to plead for mercy to the Most High. Your judge, our judge. If I summon him and he responded, I do not believe he would lend me his ear. He'll come here, but I don't think he ain't what I got to say, because I don't really know what I'm talking about. That's what Job is saying.
He's saying a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Job is starting off on what footing? The story started off that Job is a blameless and a righteous man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So if he takes his case to Yah, I say, Yah, I'm a blameless. I'm a righteous man. He's saying that would be presumptuous on his part to say that before Yah. I'm righteous. I'm blameless. In his eyes, that would be presumptuous for him to bring that before the Most High Yah. Because he don't know how Yah looking at him. You might think in your mind that you're blameless and righteous. And it's the way that Yah saw him. But for you to say that out your mouth, I'm blameless and righteous, Yah, what you doing? He feels he has no power to do that.
Okay.
Which shows his humility. He stumbled. I might think I'm righteous. I might think that I'm blameless, but I'm not going to say that before Yah, because he might be looking at me different than what I'm looking at. I'm not leaning on my own understanding.
Okay. Exactly. So continue on in verse 17. For he crushes me for a hair. He wounds me much for no cause. He does not let me catch my breath. Because Job is talking about his predicament that he's experiencing right now. He's talking about he didn't catch a breath, remember?
And remember? Y'all beating him up for no reason.
So, as I said, he didn't catch
me up for
a breath. He didn't catch a breath. Because you remember, it was coming from all ends. First, he get a notification that his cattle, his sheep, all his livestock was taken away. He didn't catch a breath for the next guy come running up. His children are lost as a result of the Most High. Everything is lost there. Then he didn't catch a breath. Now he's inflamed from top of his head to the bottom of his feet with inflammation boils. So he's testifying as to what he's experiencing under Yah. But yet he is holding his position. He's humble, as Cartier alluded to. And he's sort of like...
He said he multiplies my wounds without cause.
So he's sort of like meditating on his experience and voicing his experiences. But nevertheless, he's not questioning Yah, and he's humble before Yah. But he's still questioning the dynamic of what's going on, what he's experiencing at that time, and why he's experiencing. But he's not voicing this to Yah. He's not voicing a complaint to Yah. Although it is said he's righteous and blameless, upright and blameless. And he says, if a trial of strength, excuse me, let me go back up. He does not let me catch my breath. He sates me with bitterness. All what Job experienced was bitterness. If a trial of strength, if I was going to do an armed combat with Yah, he is the strong one. If I went to court with him, a trial in court, who would summon him for me? He don't have to come before any man to be summoned by any man. Though I were innocent, my mouth would condemn it. Your mouth would turn on you. Though I were blameless, he would prove me crooked. I am blameless. And in fact, I'm distraught over the dynamic, what I'm experiencing now. Yet he's saying I am blameless. And I'm distraught over what is this coming from all ends. And I'm distraught about it. And because of this, I'm sick of life. It is all one. Therefore, I say, Yah destroys the blameless and the guilty. And that's true. When suddenly a scrounge brings death in the case of COVID-19, the blameless and the guilty, he mocks as the innocent fail, as innocent men and women fails. The earth is handed over to the wicked, and certainly in the case of Donald Trump, universal white race supremacy, we can accede to that point. He covers the eyes of his judges, and certainly we can see in the cases we're talking about, and in the case of Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, you name them, I'll call them. He covers the eyes of his judges. If it is not he, then who? If it's not Yah in control of the dynamic, then who? My days fly swifter than a runner. They flee without seeing happiness. Now, he's not alluding to the fact at the beginning. He's alluding to the fact what he's experiencing now. He said they flee without seeing happiness. And certainly that is the case. He lost his livestock. He lost his children. His wife is getting sassy with him. He has boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He's telling you what he's experiencing at this time. And they pass by like a reed boat. A reed boat is a fast boat. like an eagle swooping on to his prey. And anybody knows about an eagle. An eagle don't play with it. Drops out of the sky on his prey. Quick, fast, in a hurry. If I say, I will forget my complaint, abandon my sorrows, and be diverted, I would still remain in dread of all my suffering. If I try to get away from this, I'll pull right back to the dread of all my suffering. I know that you would not acquit me. He's telling Baal that. I know that you would not acquit me. It will be I who are in the wrong. But when should I waste effort? Excuse me. Why then should I waste effort in defending myself? Now, Baldad and Elisipha, if I wash with soap, cleanse my hands with lye, you would dip me in the muck. Y'all would put me back down. Till my clothes would abhor me. But Yah is not a man like me that I can answer him, that we can go to law together, go before the law. No arbiter is between us. I'm a man. He's the creator. He's the almighty. To lay his hand on his boat. If he would only take his rod away from me. He's conceding the point. Y'all talking about me and this and that and the other. Baldad, Elisipha. Y'all put me down. In spite of that, only Yah, not y'all, no matter what you're saying, no matter what any other human says, only Yah, if only he takes his rod away from me and not let his terror frighten me, not you, Baldez, not you, Elisipha, not you, any other brother, sister, or mother, only Yah can do this because he terrifies me. And you know what? Here's the beauty of it. Any man or woman or Yah should terrify you. Am I terrified? Yeah, I'm so far read by Yah. You better believe it. If you're a man or woman of Yah and he terrifies and frightens you, you better believe it. And you're on the right path because you have humility toward Yah. You have your mind in the right direction when it comes to Yah, the creator, your almighty, your maker. It should be. And Job is conceding this point. Yah frightens him. And lastly, he says, this I would speak out without fear of him. If he didn't make me scared, I would speak. I would question what's going on to me. I would question the loss of my livestock. I would question the loss of my children. I would question the loss of loyalty to my wife, to me. I would question these boys on the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. But I got good sense. Well, Job said, I got good sense. I won't win. Yah's not a man. Can't nobody bring him to court before me. Y'all can put dirt on me, Elisipha, Baldad. But I'm not frightened of y'all. I'm frightened of my creator, my maker, the almighty, as we all should be. If you're righteous and blameless, as Job is been pointed out to be. And he says, for I know myself not to be so. So Job is saying, I know who I am. I know I am that I am. And I ain't got a chance to win. And so it's kind of pointless and moot for me to go before y'all and be argumentative. Talking about you took my children. You took my livestock. You took my livelihood. You took the loyalty of my wife from me. You got these friends of mine coming at me from all ends. And I have boils on the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. But I know what I am. And I know what you are. And because I do, I'm going to leave it just like that. I'm going to be humble to you, Mosai. But I still have questions about what's going on to me. And certainly, brothers and sisters, if you have questions about what's going on in your life, it's all right to think about it, but I wouldn't go to Yah. Hey, why you do this to me? Why you take my job? Why you take my child? Why you take my sister? Why you take my brother? Why you take my mom? Why you got me all sick from this hospital bed and whatnot? Why you got people mistreating, abusing, dominating me? Y'all's not doing that.
Right.
Y'all is allowing the advocate, the prosecutor, Sultan, to put you in a situation like that. But here's the beauty for this. And see, Cartrell said, always said, Yum Soup, you're getting ahead of the story. I'm going to give you a tidbit, though. I'm going to stop it right there. I'm going to let Cartrell and Sister Hootie make their commentaries. Here, Yah always, if you keep your reliance on him, King Darwin knew that. If you keep your reliance on him, there's always a way out. If you trust the Most High, if you concede the Most High, if you praise and give thanksgiving to the Most High, if you humble yourself before the Most High, there's always a way out of your situation. No matter if the advocate is coming at you, the prosecutor, Sultan, there's always, you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for the way out and hold the line. Understand your position. You're nothing but a human being. Understand the position of people coming at you. They're nothing but a human being. What can they do? But in finding Lalas, he's the creator of everybody. He calls his shots. He don't need nobody. If someone summons him, he ain't got to come. And you arguing with him ain't going to get you anywhere. Job is conceding all these points, and you must concede these points. When anything comes against you, don't turn against Yah and curse Yah. And question, why me? Why not you? You're not any better than anyone else. Why not you? To be tested by Yah. But as I said, Yah will make a way where you don't see it. Just trust in Yah, praise Yah, give thanksgiving to Yah, and concede that he is, I am who I am, and he calls the shots. And Katria, okay. Katria and Sushi Hudi. You have the mic. Y'all have the mic.
Let me say this right quick, because I know Cartriel, I love certain things he say. Good speaker. But this 32 and 33 debunks the JC concept, too. Now, listen
right.
to this.
Right.
In the interpretation of these scriptures, it says in 32.
Right.
So he is not a man, if you went through that.
Exactly.
As I am.
Uh-huh.
But I answer him. And
right.
we come together into right ruling.
Right.
35, 33. Now listen to this one.
Okay.
There is no mediator between us. Isn't that something? We can go directly to the Most.
There ain't no middleman. There ain't no Jay-Z. There ain't no Holy Spirit.
Right. That's
they
what I was
the,
saying.
They ain't mm-hmm. eating a turkey sandwich, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah. They can say whatever they want to say, Sister Hootie. There ain't no JC. There ain't no Holy Spirit. There ain't even a turkey sandwich. Okay?
Well,
it's true.
I will read that again because that is just exciting. There is
exciting.
No mediator
it's deep. It's
between
deep.
Us
it's
to
deep.
Lay his hand upon us both. Isn't
it's
there
deep.
Something that's no mediator?
It's deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we love these studies, Sushu. Get to the meat of the matter, the core of the apple. And I'm glad for you bringing it out. That was beautiful, Sushu. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Katria, my brother, you have the mic.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
The most important part that Sister Yehudi brought out is 32. For he is not a man.
Yes.
I am. That I may answer him. Yah's not a what?
Man.
Man.
Yah's not a what?
He's
man.
Not a man.
He's not a man.
That's you. And
that's right.
Young
too. Yeah.
And
so don't follow.
No.
Yeah. Don't follow Yum Soup off the street because you might get run over following me. Okay.
You may get lost.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true too.
Following me.
That's true. I'm sorry, Katya.
Yeah, we sorry. Come on.
And Job is showing his relationship to Yah as a man compared to our Creator.
Yeah.
And the 14th verse says, how then can I answer him and choose my words to reason with him? For though I were a righteous, which Yah said Job was, I could not answer him. I would beg for mercy of my judge. If I called and he answered me, I would not believe that he was listening to my voice. For he crushes me with tempest and multiplies my wounds without cause. How will he allow me to catch my breath? For fills me with bitterness. It is as a matter of strength. Indeed, he's stronger than me. I can't contend with Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And if of justice, who will appoint me a day in court? I can't take Yah to court. Though I were righteous, my own mouth will condemn me if I try to go against Yah and try to, you know, put forth my righteousness before him, which a lot of people today try to do. I'm righteous, holier than thou. He's saying my righteousness. I couldn't even bring my righteousness before Yah because that out of my mouth will condemn me before my Creator. And even though I were blameless, it would prove me perverse. Trying to put forth to the Creator that I'm blameless. Wow. I am blameless, yet I do not know myself. I despise myself. It is all one thing. Therefore, I say he destroys the blameless and the wicked. No, Yah doesn't destroy the blameless and the wicked. The wicked go to Sheol, the blameless have a chance for everlasting life. He said, if he scourges, slay suddenly, he laughs at the plight of the innocent. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the face of his judges. If it is not he, who else could it be? He's asking, why does Yah allow these things to go on? Why does Yah sit back and allow the plight of the innocent? In his mind, he thinks Yah is laughing at the plight of the innocent. Yah's not laughing at the plight of the innocent. He's mocking the deeds of the wicked. Yes, the earth is given into the hands of the wicked, but only for a time. Only for a time. And the faces of the judges are covered because they are corrupt. They take bribes. They don't do justice. So.
Well, Katya, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Katya, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Which is, you were saying, isn't it, you said Yah doesn't allow this, Yah doesn't do it, but we all know by virtue of this study that the advocator, the prosecutor, Satan, can come to Yah and request of Yah to test any man or any woman for that matter, right?
Yes, sir.
So that's not Yah doing it. That's the prosecutor, Satan, doing it.
But it's almost allowing him to do it.
Exactly.
Right.
He's not doing it by his own... He doesn't have the power to take it upon himself to do it.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, brother.
His time is running out for him to be doing that. His time is running out for him to be doing that because people are being marked, souls are being marked for the day of judgment. It's going to come down to that final appointed day. The iniquity of the wicked is going to be fulfilled. That book is going to be fulfilled. And judgment is coming down. And we're close to that time because we're looking at the fourth kingdom and we're looking at the time of the 400 years of our captivity. So it ain't too far off where that appointed time for the judgment of all souls is going to be invoked. And whatever the adversary can do to expose those who are not loyal to Yah, that's his job. We're going to expose those who are not loyal to Yah, your creation. They're not loyal to you. They don't love you. They don't praise you. They don't worship you. That's his time to expose all those souls that do that.
Okay.
And that time is running out. Because Yah's judgment is about to go down in the earth. The iniquity in the earth is so much so that it's like the times of Noah. And when you read about the times of Noah, the Most High said, it grieves me that I made man because man is evil from his youth. And violence was increased in the earth, bloodshed and blood crying out. And that's what we have right now. So if you don't know, we're close to that day of judgment. And when the presence of Yah is there, the earth is shook up. There's over 27 volcanoes that's erupting worldwide. And they talk about more on the way. And they talk about global warming, but they don't talk about the presence of Yah shaking up the heavens and earth when he comes to visit what mankind is doing with creation of the earth that he gave man dominion of.
Mm-hmm. You know, man, the head of nations, even in life with Job, looking at the known the Mexican, the Haitian, parts of Africa, Madagascar, and even Brother Yamsu mentioned last year about women. And I was watching this, despite how disturbing it was, it helped me to understand that it's the world powers that are causing all this mayhem. True enough, people make choices. But if the infiltration of war and confusion go into these countries, you probably wouldn't have such high rates of hunger and rapid chaos. One man that got on the boat, a man of color, said he was in slavery in Libya. When Gaddafi was running it, it was no slavery.
Exactly.
So the only,
hmm?
Do you know that there are people on the planet who have more wealth than most of the nations on the planet?
Yeah.
Bill Gates is richer than Libya, Mozambique, Zimbabwe. He's richer than those nations, one man. And he's not the only one family that is richer than most nations on the planet.
Okay. But see, I'm talking about, I understand that because him and, oh, well, I was about to mention a name, couldn't remember, slipped that quick.
Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. These
but
guys
I'm
are richer than most nations on the planet.
But I'm talking about the nations that wield power, military power. I've seen a pattern. That's what I'm just trying. You can don't have, but I see a pattern. If they didn't go in to Libya, Sierra, in different places, I'm not saying it wouldn't be atrocity, but not to the scale it is right now. These countries are torn up by these world powers, these influences. A lot of Iraqis are worried about Iran. Iran is coming through Iraq with its merchandise and money is being made, but they are concerned over the fanatical Islam. So you see, I'm looking at how interwoven these wars and conflicts, how the people pay the price of being disenfranchised. How could someone starve a baby, wind up barely moving because they're starving? And we complain. This is why I get upset sometimes, but I love my people. When we don't teach our children, it doesn't, you know, I would like to live and maybe it will never happen here. Well, we won't hear any more of our children being shot down, molested and sold. Because it's still happening. That has not stopped. And how it's so difficult for us to be humble like Job. How, with all, you know, I just think, could I have withstood that? He's a wonderful example for men and women to be humble.
Thank you, sister. Cadriel, you're welcome. Cadriel, did you complete your commentaries?
Well, you can see the story of Job where he had everything insofar as wealth, luxury, and the time that he was living in. You can go back to the first chapter and look at, you know, his assets, what he had, and what he lost. And the fact that he maintained that the gift of life was more important than anything, the fact that he was able to witness creation of the Most High, not only witness it, but be in tune with it, that the materialistic things that he had didn't matter, and his mindset, his understanding of creation and his part in creation is what we need to know. Because we go through trials and tribulations, we go through gains and losses, but is it about, you know, the materialistic things that we can gain in our life to give us status and make us who we are? Or is it that Yah created us for a purpose? And the fact that Yah created Joe for a purpose to show that he can give you great abundance and wealth and take it away from you in an instant, and the test is on you whether or not you remain loyal and faithful to him, is why Job is written in the book of life, because he remained faithful and dedicated in spite of what he lost materialistically, physically, his family, and the exposition of his wife, you know, her real thoughts. The brother Job remained faithful to Yah, thankful for the gift that the Most High gave him in life, and that's how we should be. The fact that you're born and able to witness life, stop complaining, just give thanks for the blessing to receive life, and maybe your life will be extended in a matter where Yah can restore your soul, where you show an appreciation for him and love for him, dedication and loyalty to him, and you will praise his name forever, like the rest of his creation.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Cottrell. Well, Cottrell's going to walk us down. No, he's not going to give you a drink. Oh, walk me down.
Ocean cocktail.
So he's not going to give you no drink. Oh, walk me down. He's going to walk you down with a beautiful song, a song from the Psalms. Thank you, Cottrell. May the Most High bless you.
Most I bless you, my brother Yamsuf Ari.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. Thank you, sister.
And my sister Yehudi. But Yisrael. We in the 116th song. I don't know who the author is, but we know he's the Israelite. Every Israelite should have this kind of relationship with our Creator. Does your book say who the author is, Yamsuf?
No, Katra, it doesn't.
Sister Yehudi, does your book say who the author is?
No, mine either.
But we know he's an Israelite, right? Mm-hmm. Whoever it is.
Exactly.
Maybe from the tribe of Levi, the people that wrote those songs. And we give thanks and praise for even this particular song. So we're all supposed to be on the same page with this song. How about this? Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
I love Yah. How many of you out there love Yah?
Not very many.
Huh?
Not very many.
Now, speak for yourself, because you don't know. You love Yah?
Like
huh?
Huh?
I know people out there subconsciously love Yah. Because ain't nobody trying to die, right?
That's what they say.
So the gift of life that Yah has given all of us, we should all love Yah, right?
You're supposed to, but they don't.
Every... You go to Buzz Boy.
Yeah.
every living thing that has life is supposed to love Yah. I don't care if you're a mosquito, you're supposed to love Yah, right? If you're a fly, you're supposed to love Yah.
But I certainly don't love you, fly.
Huh?
I certainly don't love the fly.
You don't love the fly.
Okay. I don't love the fly.
If you are a pig, you're supposed to love Yah.
I don't love them neither.
You might not love them, but trust me, that pig is loving the life that he's living because he ain't ready to give it up, is he?
Okay.
Y'all put him here, flies and pigs, so what can I say? I can't argue
with
that.
And the fly ain't ready to give up his life either, is he?
You better believe it.
The mosquito ain't ready to give up his life either, is he?
Yeah, when he come buzz around, when he come buzz around Young C, Arif, he ready to give it up.
Trying to kill him. And they trying to duck you so they can live a little bit longer, right? Am I right or wrong?
Especially if the Most High done heard your pleas.
And that fly might have saved you because he said a prayer. Please don't let me get squatted by Yamsu Fari. Let me get out this window so I can get that to man's way and I can live another day. That little fly you try to kill today. Right? Because I seen some insects up in my crib I was trying to kill. They like, nah, 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 not today. I'm not dying. No, 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 you didn't get me.
I chew them out the house.
Huh?
I chew them out the house.
You chew them out the house?
Yeah, the flies.
Because you have dominion over them.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? This is how you're supposed to start your day. I love ya. How many of y'all love ya? I know I do. He's my friend. Because he has heard my voice and my supplication. Did y'all hear your voice and your supplication?
You better
sure
believe.
Okay.
You better believe.
You better continue to talk to him. Speak with him. Communicate with him. Right? Your voice, your prayers have to be heard by Yah. I can't do that for you, can I?
Nope.
And how do you know? Because he hath inclined his ear to me. The buzz boys. And I can testify to this. When I pray to Yah, when I call on Yah, Most High hears me.
Hallelujah.
Most High hears me. Whatever problem I have, I go to Yah first. And in some way, some shape, form, or fashion, he shows me the solution.
Amen.
That's
Amen,
my
brother.
Habit.
Praise God.
That's everybody's habit, and that's a hard habit to obtain.
It
should be.
Because
most people run to other people for counsel, for help. No, not me. I run to Yah, and he hears me, and he gives me an answer to my problems.
Amen.
I'm testifying from my experiences, okay? I don't know about yours. I don't know who you run to when you got problems. But I'm telling you, I run to Yah, and he hears me, and he shows me what I need to do.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Right. Because he inclines his ear unto me. Have you experienced that? You have to testify and say, Yah, hear me. He heard me.
Yes.
I had a problem, and he heard me. He showed me the way out.
Oh,
yes.
He showed me the way.
That's right.
He certainly
Therefore,
will.
If he shows you the way out, guess what? Therefore, will I call upon him as long as I live for every problem? Right?
Yes.
Small,
great,
big, and
every problem.
Mediocre.
Huh?
Small, great, big, and mediocre.
If you don't run to Yah for every problem, it's because he's not hearing you when you call upon him.
Exactly.
And you don't know that he answers your prayer when you do. So the first time he answers your problem, you're going to say, therefore, I'm going to call it to him every time as long as I live. If this works for
Amen.
Me the first time, it's going to work for me every time.
Amen.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? The sorrow of death surpassed me. Huh?
I said it. How about that?
Yo, figure out the formula. When you got problems, yeah.
That's
I love ya. That's how it starts out. I love ya. Why? Because he hears my voice and my supplications. Does y'all hear your voice and your supplications? And if he don't, you got a problem. Because he inclines his ear to me. Therefore, I'm going to call upon him every day. Whenever I have a problem, that's my solution.
Amen.
I don't know what you're doing, but I know what I'm doing. Okay? Because I know y'all hears me when I'm in trouble.
Well,
did
I certainly
when you're in trouble?
Well, contrary to our fellow students, I certainly don't call on the Black Lives Matter movement. I don't call on the Alphabet Boys and
Jackson,
Girls. Yeah, I don't call on
Johnson,
the Democrats, the Republicans. I don't call on judges. I don't call on the LBGTQ, trying to get at you and me. I don't call on them.
We ain't talking about calling on Jesus either.
None of that. JC.
We're not calling on Jesus either.
Yes. Hey, look here, y'all. Check it out, Cartier.
Yes.
You'd have made your sister feel so good with this song. She'd have hit number one. Shall we bring her on and do it in the festivities of the song?
Yeah,
and what you
cheer
said,
up.
What, her name is Sister.
God bless.
Her name is Sister what?
Yakira.
Yakira, yeah. May the Most High bless you. I know that song was going to get you hot. I mean, not in a negative way. I ain't trying to say that.
Fire.
Let me clarify that. Get you worked up for y'all, okay? Sister Kira,
okay.
Okay, Sister Kira, may the Most High bless
you. Can
y'all
hear me?
You're my
yes, husband. Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, girl. Oh. Well, shalom, everyone. Most High bless everyone. I just wanted to say that, just in agreeing with Cotriel with just in one of the songs as well, saying like, who will be able to praise Yah from if they're dead? That's what motivates me to talk. It is very true that if you go to the Most High with your prayers, and you doing what you're supposed to do, He will answer you. He answers me like, and you will get like you'll get the message quick. And
hallelujah.
So, especially with when it comes to like asking for like you know protection from your enemies and stuff, you know, I'll make it a point to be like, who's gonna praise you in the grave? So
exactly. Amen.
That's all. I just wanted to say that little bit.
Well, no,
you call out to the Most High. The Most High hears you when you call upon Him. And when He hears you and He answers you, what must you do? You must call upon Him as long as you live.
Hallelujah.
And obviously you must call on Him because you hit number one. And so by that, we're going to leave your mic open because Scott Taylor may say something to get you fired up again, okay? All right.
Okay. We love you, sis. I love you all as well. Thank you for
we love you too, sister.
Definitely something new to me, but mm-hmm. I'll let y'all go ahead and do y'all thing.
and it's been here all this whole time. We just don't
exactly.
go through it. We just don't read it. But it is the fountain of living waters.
Hallelujah.
Once we learn how to connect with our Creator, our problems will be solved.
Amen.
Right?
Hallelujah. Yeah. You better believe it, brother.
Oh, as King David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
Amazing.
The Psalms say the same thing. The sorrows of death compass me. The sorrow of death compass us about, right? We see death all the time, every day.
Mm.
So much so we like kind of numb to it, right?
Exactly.
And the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. That's living in America. That's just living every day in America. Death compasses us. Pains of hell got hold upon us, and we find trouble and sorrow every day. But what's the solution? This is the solution. Then I call upon the name of Yah. We ain't calling on Jesus. We ain't calling on Buddha. We ain't calling upon Yah. I mean, Allah. We calling upon Yah. Then
I'm not
calling upon the name of Yah.
I don't
Yah
call on the Democratic Party.
Republican
Party. Independence.
We ain't calling on Castro or Vladimir Putin. We call upon the name of Yah. That's what
not
we
the Black
Lives
Matter movement.
We're not calling on the ancestors. Right.
I beseech thee, Yah, deliver my soul. Who's going to deliver your soul?
God
of
Abraham, Isaac,
it, right?
And Yaqub. Yah.
He's the one that created it, right?
Amen. The Almighty, the Maker.
And they try to say that God of the Old Testament is the mean, angry God. But no.
No, he's not.
Gracious is Yah.
Right, he's not.
Merciful is Yah. Slow to anger and full of compassion is Yah, right?
Amen.
Right.
Because he could have destroyed his whole creation from jump. Y'all ain't following me. Y'all ain't doing what I told y'all to do. I'm blowing the whole thing up. I'm starting all over from square one. He could have did that, right? Y'all could have did that.
Exactly.
But his mercy endures forever. So he's giving us time to get it right. It says, basis is Yah and righteous, yea. Our Elohim is merciful. If it don't be for the mercy of Yah, we would not be having conversation on this phone right now.
You better believe it.
Right.
Yah preserveth the simple. Ain't we all simple? What do we really know about creation and Yah? We all are simple-minded.
Nothing.
Not much.
The mind can be fathomed.
I was brought low, and he helped me. That's when Yah helps you, when you're brought low. Is the nation of Israel brought low?
You better believe it.
And we need the help of Yah, because we are brought low, right?
Yep.
Amen.
Well, we think we high and mighty. No, we Israelites, we this and that. No, nigga. Slow down, brother.
Yeah.
You brought low. Your enemies are ruling over you.
Yep.
So acknowledge that. And when you acknowledge that, you have to acknowledge that we need the help of Yah. Because can't no man save us out of the situation that we're in. Can they?
No.
What man you think can help us out of this situation? What man you think can help us out of this situation that we're in as a nation? Everybody's mind is scattered everywhere, over here, over there. I ain't listening to you. You ain't got to listen to me. How is this going to be brought together, by a man or by Yah?
By the Most
High. So we're in such confusion. Guess what we need? It says, return unto thy rest, O my soul. We're going through stress. We're going through trial and tribulation. We're going through affliction. We're going through oppression. We're going through adversity. Guess what we need? We need time to sit down and meditate on the whole situation. We need rest. What is this all about? For Yah have dealt bountifully with thee. Has Yah dealt bountifully with us?
Yes.
You ain't got to answer the question, because I see my people driving around in Mercedes-Benz. I see them driving around in Range Rovers. I see my people driving around in Lexuses. And we ain't on plantations anymore, are we?
Mm-mm.
Has the Most High given us rest from that?
Nope.
Is the Most High merciful to us that we ain't on plantation, eating the scraps from the master's table?
Yeah. But we still
has Yah dealt bountifully with us? Don't we got millionaires and billionaires in this land of our captivity?
Mm-hmm.
So it shows that Yah continues to deal bountifully with his people in spite of the duress that we're under, right?
Correct.
Oh, I'm talking facts. We got black African-American billionaires. And this is the land of our captivity. How do we do that? Because Yah's mercy. Yah deals bountifully with us. He's not going to let our enemies crush us. But thou hast delivered my soul from death. And if it was left up to these European people here in America, with their Confederate flags and all, we would be dead. Am I right or wrong? Because they hate us more than they hate any other people. Am I right or wrong?
I
and we don't see the Cherokee, the Mohawk, the Cheyenne, the Seminole, the Blackfoot, the Inca, the Maya, Aztec, who lived in this land way before we even came here. We don't see them. But Yah preserved us, didn't he? In every state, in every nation, I mean, in every county, in every city, there we are. Why? Because Yah loves his people. Yah preserved the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. That's us. Return to my rest, O my soul, for Yah have dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Yah in the land of the living. Do you know where that's at?
So that's in this universe, this earth.
That's on this earth. That's everlasting life that Yah intended when he gave man life in the beginning. Because you know man is supposed to be immortal, right?
Right.
Man is supposed to be immortal. but we violated Yah's command and we lost immortality. But Yah promised immortality again. That's why you want to walk in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. All men are what?
Ain't that the truth?
All men are what?
Ain't that the truth?
All men are liars. Put not your trust in man, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Yah is the only one that carries the truth. His words endure forever. So don't trust men. Don't trust me. Don't trust Yah Suf. Who he said. And as long as we stick to the word of Yah, trust in what Yah is saying. Okay. Y'all feel me?
Uh-huh.
Amen. I could be dead ass wrong, but I know that for me, I'm not leaning on my own words, my own understanding. I'm following what Yah says.
And sometimes I am dead ass wrong, okay?
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
But Yah is never wrong.
I'm not excluded.
Yah is never wrong, is he?
Amen.
When has Yah been wrong?
Never.
Never.
Ever.
What shall I render unto Yah for all his benefits towards me? And that's the question each and every one of us who are blessed to witness Yah's creation should ask ourselves. What should I render to Yah for what he's given me? Right? Oh, we
Amen.
Think that Yah's supposed to be giving us something. No. What can I give Yah for me being given the blessing of life to see his creation, his wonders, his marvels? We complaining about the life you've been given. No. Appreciate the life you've been given.
Because
guess where you came from?
Yeah.
Where did you come from? You came from nothing. We all come from nothing, right?
Yeah, no memory, no nothing.
If it wasn't for your mother and father having a good time physically, you wouldn't even be here, right?
Right.
And they wasn't
hey,
even buddy, planning for you, was it?
You ain't got to get in my dad and mama business.
But she sure wasn't planning for no Sham Yah Suf Ari.
You better believe it. They were having a good time. They had my dad. They had my dad and mama business. They weren't thinking about Yah Suf Ari. They were having a good time.
I'm sure they wasn't planning on no Yah Suf Ari. Because if they was, they probably would say, no,
many,
no,
many,
we better stop
and
right
many
now.
Many of days they regretted it, too.
Sure. Yeah. But
that's why you so happy. Go ahead, Katya.
Hey, all of us, we should be saying this. I shall render unto Yah for all his benefits. What shall we render unto Yah for all his benefits towards us? What can we give Yah for this gift of life that he's given us? What can we give him? How about our loyalty?
I say my vow.
How about our dedication? How about our love? Right? How about our commitment to obey everything he tells us to do? That's what we can give back to Yah. That's all he wants. Right? Because we're his servants. What shall I render unto Yah for all his benefits towards me? All of us are asking that same question. What can I give to Yah? Because we all his servants. What can you give to Yah? What can you do for Yah?
Yeah.
What he's done for you. All the pleasure, all the happiness, everything that you feel in joy, Yah gave that to you. What you going to give back to him? Do we consider him? Are you good with what he gave you? And you don't even care that somebody gave that to you. He gave me children. I'm so grateful that he gave me children. I thought I wasn't going to have children. Not only did he give me children, I got grandchildren. Wow, a bonus.
Yep.
What can
wow.
I get back to Yah for what you
I thought I was going to have too much.
That's right. You're not a granddaddy yet.
No,
I had a
my son died at 5 years old. Praise Yah.
I know.
And I never questioned him about it. And he would have been the oldest. And I had my two daughters, Maya and Joy. And I'm still grateful.
Yeah. But you'll get that grandchild.
Hey, don't rush it. Don't rush it.
No. I mean, it might be in 6 to 10 years, but you'll get that grandchild. It's a blessing.
Don't rush it.
I got a grandchild on the way. Any minute now.
How many you got, Country? How many grandchildren?
I got 4. One on the way.
Okay. Right. Beautiful.
And I didn't ask for that, but y'all gave it to me.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That's a blessing.
What's your island unto y'all for all this benefit towards me? Because y'all showed me that there is love in the world. I wanted to go out when I was 14. I'm like, yeah, stop the planet. I want to get off at 14. There's no love in the world at all. Not from my family, not from my friends, nowhere. I don't see it. Y'all said, I got you, bro. I got you. And he got me. He showed me this love coming from me, my own seed, my own children, my own grandchildren. I love them so much. Oh, Lord, I'm so glad I ain't do it. I was about to jump off a building. Like, yeah, nah, stop the planet. Same for me.
Hmm.
But y'all's good. And what can I give to y'all for his benefits towards me? I'm going to give you my dedication, my devotion. I'm your warrior. I'm your servant, y'all. Whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. Because you showed me that you're true. All you got to do is pray to y'all. He'll answer you. For real. My own experience. And it may sound like fluff. But, yo, I was real with that. 14 years old. Huh?
Humble.
If you, dear sisters, whom we respect dearly, would please allow Cartrell to finish so I can get y'all commentary. If Cartrell don't finish, and I'm saying it, yumps with you too.
Oh, he had a roll. Cartrell,
yeah, let Cartrell
start. I got 6 more verses.
Yeah.
And they're all powerful. They're all loaded. Huh? But the question is lingering, and it should be lingering in everybody's mind. What can you give Yah? What can you give back to Yah for all the benefits that he's given us, right? This is it. I will take the cup of salvation. Who holds the cup of salvation?
The Most High.
The Most High, in case you didn't know. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of who?
Yah.
Did it say Jesus? Did it say Muhammad? Did it say Allah? Did it say Buddha? No. I will call upon the name of Yah, creator of the heavens and the earth. I will pay my vows unto Yah now in the presence of all his people. So you can't be committed to Yah and not be committed to his people.
Amen.
Because one don't work without the other. Sorry. You think you got exclusiveness with Yah and not his people? You're sadly mistaken. It says, precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his saints. Yeah, so that Ahmad Arbery trial, trust me, Yah's watching with keen eyes. Why? Because precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his saints. Was that brother innocent? Was that brother blameless? Did they shed his blood without cause? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Truly, I am thy servant. How many of us have declared that? Are you the servant of Yah? Israel? My people? Are you the servant of Yah? Because we think we're going to be free from this captivity and then we're going to freedom. No. You're going into servitude. And they said, Israel is Yah's servant. Oh, Yah. You all must acknowledge this. Truly, I am thy servant. And you reinforce it. I am thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosened my bond. Who's going to break the shackles and the chains that we have upon us? Mental, physical, and spiritual. Who's going to break those chains? Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm. We listen. Right. We listen. Yes.
Who's going to break those chains? The Most High. I will offer thee to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And every day we should give Yah thanks, right? And we will call upon the name of Yah. We should not be calling upon the name of Jesus. We should not be calling upon the name of Buddha. We should not be calling upon the name of Allah or any other deities that the nations have imagined for themselves in the form of idols. We should be calling upon the name of Yah Elohim, right?
Amen.
I will pay my vows unto Yah now in the presence of all his people. So again, you cannot be serving Yah and think that you're going to discount his people, because there's not one without the other. It's Yah and his people that we have to make an account to. So if you think you're just serving Yah individually and it's just me and Yah, Yah going to save me, nope. You have to do these things in the presence of all his people, the Levites and the 12 tribes, the priests and the 12 tribes. It's a nation. It's not a religion. In the courts of Yah's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise Yah, hallelujah. So it's not a religion. It's a nation
hallelujah.
Thing. It's a national thing. Jerusalem is the city of Yah. It's our nation, and we should
Amen.
All be aiming to get back to Jerusalem to give Yah praise.
And iron sharpens iron. We need each other to keep each other sharp. Well, Cottrell, thank you, brother and friend, for that lovely rendition of that song. And Sister Yakira, am I pronouncing that correctly? Sister Yakira? Kira?
You are? Did she put herself on mute? Yakara.
Okay. Yakara. Sister Yakara.
Yeah, that's my middle name, too. That's
oh, okay.
Yahudi Yakara. Yeah, and her name is Yakara.
Okay. Sister Yakara, are you there? Sister Yakara, are you there? Are you put yourself on mute? Unmute yourself.
Well, maybe that's not she at work. Let me see.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Would you like to make some commentaries before we get
I'm
ready?
I'm driving.
Now? Oh, you're
Hold
driving?
On one second.
No. Don't talk on the phone, man, while you're driving.
She, you know, them young people got that hook up where you can.
Well, she doesn't know. Oh, well, maybe she can do it like
I just
that.
I just got off of work and was driving, so that's why I'm in and out.
Okay. Would you like to make a quick commentary before you get out of here? Before we go?
Sure. What would you like me to say, sorry?
Say what you feel.
Right.
Anything that comes to your mind or what you heard.
Well, definitely just tuning in from the beginning of the call with the mother showing that strength.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying something about, you know, what's needed is daughters need to be taught that strength, you know, and since mothers aren't really around, you know, that's where people like me, you know, people like the Shahudi, you know, where us older, you know, and younger women, because, you know, the younger women are still very valuable as well. That's where we come in instead of having this standoffish attitude. And, you know, like out here in Hawaii, I'm the first one to see black women and be like, hey, sis, you look beautiful, sis. What's up? You look cute. And they be like so shocked that they have nothing to do but say, oh, thank you, sis. Like, what? Like, that's the attitude that we need to have
with
our sisters. And so
I'm
just like, exactly, especially being, you know, an Israelite sister, you know, in my dress and in your speech, when you're dealing with, you know, maybe somebody that's not repentant yet, or, you know, you're always representing the nation, right? So by being out there and letting your light shine, the other sisters see, oh, man, maybe, you know, okay, she covered up, you know, she's following Yah, like, and things are going well for her, you know, maybe I might want to do that. Like, I know I have people over here not wanting to eat pork now. It starts with a seed. That's it.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
Awesome. I really enjoy being listening to what you, the current events and listening to Job today, and I have some questions, but I'm gonna write them down and get with Sister Hootie and Katrio later.
Okay, by all means.
You're off tomorrow, right, Sister Kira?
Yes, I am.
All right. So the questions you got, you can fire them at me tomorrow.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
No problem.
All right.
By all means. Well, we enjoyed your commentary, Sister Yakara. Let me get it right. I'm bad with names.
Yakara, it's okay.
Yakara. But look here.
Yes.
But allot me the latitude of being from down south. You know, we do it like that. You know, like, Sister Yehudi, she from Detroit, country from New York. But down south here, you know, we got a laid-back kind of way of saying things. But now, if I don't say it right, says soup. Hey, don't. You know, that ain't my name. Don't say my name right, Sue. Okay? And I won't get offended. And we enjoyed it. May the Most High bless you. Don't go nowhere. We enjoyed your commentary, okay?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Shahudi, your commentary, dear sister.
Just something really short, because I just enjoy Yakara. And I'm thankful that she's on. We need young people with a
Amen.
Clear conscience and
Amen.
An insight, you know,
Amen.
Especially from my sisters, because you men speak up.
Right.
And she's my little daughter, my little sister. And go ahead. I just take the floor.
Well, we all are. We're glad she mm-hmm. Not only speaking to her, but all our young sisters and our elder sisters. I mean,
yes.
As I say on the show, and I say it all the time, we're tethered at the hip. We need each other. There's
mm-hmm.
no big eye, little you. There's no Western Hemisphere, European, white man, patriarchal system, their understanding of it. It's our nation's understanding. It should be our nation's understanding. But unfortunately, we have been socially engineered and conditioned with the European patriarchal system.
Mm-hmm.
We have a system in play, but if we only exercise on our own system, we'll be far better off. We'll be tethered together. We know our women and men alike. One can't do it without the other. And
like someone
true.
Said, young Sue,
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is an open book test. The scriptures is an open book test. You know who said that.
That's a smart fellow from New York City. I forget his name, but I heard
Yeah, I think, yeah, I heard that too. Mm.
I heard this smart fellow from New York City.
Right.
But Katria, my dear brother and friend from New York City, what is your closing remarks?
I love y'all. My whole family.
Love you too,
family
brother.
Of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Both the brothers and the sisters, and everybody got a part to play. And we're not here to diminish anybody's role because we know that our sisters have a role to play.
Hallelujah.
And we want to see our sisters flourish.
Amen.
We want to see our brothers flourish and grow.
Amen.
It's about the whole village and the whole nation growing and flourishing. And unfortunately,
Amen.
We've learned Western ways and Western concepts and Western doctrine and Western understanding. And we have to cleanse ourselves of these teachings that we've learned and get
Amen.
Back to our Eastern ways. So we learn how to respect our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, and our brothers, and each other, so that all of us can, you know, reap the blessings of what we are as a nation. Because we are a blessing to all the nations in the earth. And even in the curse that the Most High put upon us, we've been a blessing to America and everybody else in the world that, you know, gets their blessings from us, whether it be music or inventions or whatever we put out, you know, as a people. People have been blessed by our presence on the earth. But we have to take strength to ourselves because charity begins at home and then it spreads abroad. We have not blessed ourselves. We have blessed other nations. And we have to begin to bring out our blessings. We have to learn how to love each other, bring out blessings, the blessings that Yah has given us in one another, develop the talents that we have, the gifts that we have in each other. And it's not a male or female thing. We all have talents and gifts that the Most High has given us. And
Hallelujah.
We just have to bring it to its full extent. So I give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel that we're at this point in time in our history we have a greater understanding in the midst of our captivity to reconnect with Yah, our powers, that he would be our shield, our protector, our guide, our counselor. And I pray that our people link in with Yah, cling to Yah, and obey Yah. And therein lies our solution.
Amen.
Thanks.
I have only one commentary, and that is, I pray that the Most High bless our brothers and sisters. They understand that they're tethered at the hips. They need to learn to humble themselves to one another and listen to one another, learn to appreciate one another, and learn to let the Most High direct and order our steps. I want to thank each of you for your studies. God, you're from New York City. Now, ladies first. Young sister Yakara from Hawaii, Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan, and my dear brother and friend from New York City, Cartrell. I want to thank these two fellow students for joining with us to enhance your studies, to get an in-depth study so you learn to sharpen one another. Stop being combative. Stop being hateful. Stop being petty toward one another. Start valuing each other as the Most High value all of us, male and female alike. That being said, all of us on this study show, we don't know much, but we do know this. The Most High directs and order our steps, and his footsteps are our pathways, meaning his words, and that's why we study them. Also, we love and respect one another, as should be, and we're trying to teach you that, and then we sharpen each other. Sometimes you think, oh, Young Soup, he talked too much. You might be right about that, but even that being said, I still sharpen you now, don't I? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love you. And that being said, I know Sister Huda, she loves you. She sharp you. Young Sister Yakara, she's first getting out her first blade to sharpen. I know that Cartrell, that smart brother from New York City, he continues to sharpen you. He certainly sharpens me, as it should be. That's the way we operate. That's the way we are designed by the Most High. We sharpen each other. We need to start listening to one another and loving one another and appreciate one another, male and female alike. That being said, we don't know much, as I said, but we do know this for certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been studying with us on the Real Talk for Real People study show. We've been studying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, our creator, that all our soul bless him, that all within us bless him, as Cartier always says when he comes on to this show. That is part of the formula. And we offer you parting gifts. You didn't know that, did you? Yum, Sue, you going to send my gift? No, I ain't got to send it to you. I'm going to show you how to get it. We offer you a new spirit that help facilitate your studies and enhance your improvement in your studies, and a new heart. And that heart and that spirit would look like something that loving the Most High with all your heart and humbling yourself to the Most High. And it would be steadfast once you've accumulated your studies. It will be humble toward one another, your brothers and sisters, no, not your enemies. And that heart would look somewhat like King David, our king. And what did the Most High say in regards to King David? He's a man after my own heart. And if the Most High says that about your king, are you any better than your king? Shouldn't you subscribe to being like your king in that respect? You know, you won't be king or queen, but you will have those things that make him, that made King David the man he became, the leader of our nation. So that heart would love the Most High with all his heart or her heart, mind, soul, and strength. And his neighbors, which means your brothers and sisters, universally all over the world, as you love yourself. Meaning that you must love yourself. I don't care what anybody told you. They say you may be black, ugly, stupid, and so on and so forth. You're a female, you're a male, or whatnot. It doesn't make any difference what they say. It doesn't matter because it doesn't make any difference. The Most High said you learn to love yourself because it's virtually impossible for you to love your brothers and sisters if you don't love yourself. And to thirst after righteousness. That's why we come on this show. We thirst after righteousness. Believe you me, with Cartrell, Sister Yehudi, and the young sister, Yakara, she gonna get into it. When she missed this show, she, oh, man, I missed that Real Talk for Real People study show, the Most High God, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Man, I missed it. And you should be missing it. Not Cartrell, not Yum Suf. not Sister Yehudi, not young Sister Yakara. But what you miss is the word of Yah, and you certainly should. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Y'all can say bye. Good night, fellow hosts, young Sister Yakara, Elder Sister Yehudi, and Elder Brother Cartrell. We love them, and may the Most High bless them. Shalom.
Shalom.
And good night.
Good night.